Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Bulls on Tap. I am your boy Buzz, and I am joined by nobody tonight. It's just me. It's just your boy Buzz tonight here. Bulls win 126-117 over the Washington Wizards. Actually take the season series from those guys 3-1. But before we get into this game, man, be sure you're going to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at Bulls on Tap. Follow my dude Goose, a.k.a. Bull Scripted, at Bull Scripted. Following me at Buzz on Tap and following at On Tap Sportsnet for all your Chicago sports news. It was a great game. Bulls came out dominant from the get-go. Kobe White, huge, huge game yet again. 66 points in his last two. That's pretty damn impressive. I mean, you know, 33 apiece in both games here. And we did miss yesterday's episode due to the fact that Juice and I were at the game last night on our season tickets. So, you know, obviously we did not record. I got back too late to do that. But Kobe White played one of his best games as a pro last night, which was Saturday night. And then he carried it over into tonight. Played a hell of a game. Was just, you know, hitting his shots left and right. I was a little bit worried coming into the second half because Jim sat him till about that 6:37 mark in the third quarter left, but Kobe kept it going. Read you the stat line from him tonight. In 34 minutes, Kobe White went 11 for 18. He went 5 for 9 from downtown. He had 33 points, 6 boards, 2 assists. So a big, big game from Kobe White. Another big game from Thaddeus Young. This is his 12th straight game in double figures, 25 points, 6 boards, 2 assists for Thad Young. Zach LaVine, big offensive night, 11 for 20, 6 for 12 from downtown. He had 32, 3, and 4. Bad thing about Zach LaVine's game tonight, he did have 9 turnovers. He did get 3 steals, but he had 9 turnovers. I believe last night he had 7, I think it was last night. I could be wrong on that. I don't feel like fact-checking myself. But, you know, I just want to see those turnovers come down a little bit. But listen, Bulls in the first quarter, 35 points. Second quarter, 38 points. Third quarter, 28 points. Fourth quarter, 25 points. They were only outscored in that fourth quarter, 32-25. It was just a really, really big game. You know, Wizards are not great. You know, they're just as bad as we are. Both stuck at, you know, 20 wins here. But it's nice to see the Bulls break that losing streak that just seemed to consume the fan base as of late. I mean, they've just been really shitty. I mean, there's no other way to fucking put it. They've been bad. It's been hard to watch. And sometimes it just gets, like, you know, I mean, just downright depressing. You know, there's things that I wanted to talk about Goose with tonight, but he's unfortunately he was not able to make it on. He would have been able to make it on a little bit later, but I have to put the baby to bed. And you know, time issues we had, but we'll be back together on the next episode, guaranteed. But there was one thing I want to talk to him about tonight, because I was just scrolling through this, you know, the Twitter sphere or whatever, and, you know, people are saying, oh, you know, Kobe White doesn't need to start because he's getting the minutes, and, you know, he's coming off the bench, and if you take him off our bench, we have no bench scoring. Like, dude, at this point, the season's lost. You know, you want to see that if he could be your potential future point guard, maybe you thrust him into that. There's no reason to leave him on the bench for bench scoring. Bench scoring is only important when you're not getting your ass whipped constantly. Good teams don't lose 8 games in a row. I understand we're injured. I get that we're hurt. I understand all that, but it's time to put this kid in the fucking starting lineup. Point blank, plain and simple. You want to see if he's the point guard. You want to see if he can play next to Zach. Scoring right now, in my mind, isn't the issue. They have a negative 0.3 defensive rating out on the court together. That's not great, Bob. That's bad. I understand that. But let's have him try to grow into the role. If you want him to be the point guard of the future, if you want him to create for others, then he should probably be leading your team at this point in time. You know, you can move Sato, just make him more off ball, put him at the three, guy's 6'7". Just put him there. Put him there. Everybody preaches positionless basketball anyway, so who gives a shit who brings the ball up? But you do want to see if Kobe can actually be that guy. We've seen flashes of Kobe White being able to pass the rock. We've seen it. You know, just a couple weeks ago, I think he had two games in a row where he had 7 assists and then 9 assists in a game. You know, I mean, we know Kobe can do it if he's put into that certain situation. We know he can score. Now let's see other facets of his game. Let's see if he can ball out. Let's see if he could be the guy that gets, you know, that creates buckets as well as get buckets, you know? So I think that's just something that, you know, we should explore. You know, Bradley Beal tonight, I want to get into his game real quick. He played one hell of a game. Him and Zach seem to get up every time they face each other. I think it's kind of a little fun little rivalry there, and I also think that they like to show out when they're on the court together because they're both snubbed from the All-Star game this year. But Bradley Beal dropped 53. Anytime you watch a player go over 50, you know you're watching a special performance. 15 for 27 from the field for Bradley Beal. You know, 53 points. He played a great game. The only other player on the Washington Wizards who got in double-digit shot attempts was Davis Bertans. He had he was 7 for 15, 5 from 11 from downtown. He did end up fouling out after 37 minutes of play. God damn, did he get a lot of minutes, man. Wow. But yeah, I mean, other than that, you know, the LaVine, Thad playing a great game, Kobe playing a great game. I do want to get into Tomas Satoransky. This dude averages 18 points a game against his former team, which is the Washington Wizards. This dude gets up for these games. 15 fucking points, 13 assists for Tomas Satoransky. He turned the ball over no times. None. Zilch. Zero. 13 assists with no turnovers is pretty fucking impressive. That's some, like, you're playing NBA 2K My Career shit and you have it on, like, the easiest difficulty. That's awesome. So I love to see Sato do that kind of stuff. You know, and I think that he's got the potential to keep doing that. It's just kind of finding his role and stuff like that. But again, he does seem to get up for these sorts of games, you know. But other than that, there's not really much else to touch on in this game. You know, it was a good game. We didn't need to see Zach hanging his head in shame for Jim Boylan calling a timeout with, you know, fucking down 10 with 30 seconds left in a game, because the Bulls pretty much led this whole game. Their biggest lead was 25 tonight. They did have that thing fall down to 7 points at one time, but they were able to hold off Washington's push and keep them out of the picture. But goddamn, was it concerning for a minute, man. I was like, oh no. I'm like, this is going to get real bad real fast. So, but yeah, congratulations to the Bulls, you know, finally getting that win, getting that monkey off their back after losing 8 in a row. Because I'll tell you what, that Phoenix Suns game on Saturday night that Juice and I were in attendance for was absolute fucking garbage. They had the lead the whole game. They blew it. I really don't even feel like talking about it. I just wanted to touch on it a little bit because I was really happy at that game to see Kobe White's performance, but it just sucked to see it lost. You know, lost, you know, in a loss. It was just horrible. So I'm just glad that, you know, he got to come out tonight, kick some ass, because this is good. You know, this is good for, you know, team building, right? This is good for their psyche. This is good for, you know, for everything. I mean, you know, obviously I want to get a good draft pick, but it's good to see the young guys get a, you know, a little diamond here and there. Earning a win builds confidence. So let's get into this next game. It'll be Tuesday, February 25th, 7 p.m. Central Time. The Bulls are taking on the 35-22 Oklahoma City Thunder, led by Chris Paul, led by SGA. Woo! Tough game. It's going to be a tough game. Thunder are a good team, obviously on their way to the playoffs in the Western Conference. You know, it's really hard to say what the Bulls have to do here. I mean, you know, the Bulls are injured. You know, it's not like they have the full product out there, and they're going to be going up against a good team. Hopefully they can kind of keep the momentum going. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that, but, I mean, it'll be definitely be interesting to see, right? I mean, that's why we'll all be tuning in. And hopefully after the game, you're here joining us here on Bulls on Tap. But it's a kind of a short and sweet episode tonight, guys. I hope I touched on everything that you needed me to touch on. Doing these solo episodes, you know, you don't have that rebuttal. You don't have that that back-and-forth conversation that I usually would have with Goose. But it's all good. Like I said, Goose and I will be back Tuesday. Sometimes these things happen with little scheduling issues, but we just want to make sure that we put out the content for you. So everybody, be sure you're going to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at BullsOnTap, at OnTapSportsNet. Follow my dude Goose at BullsScripted. Following me at BuzzOnTap. We'll be back Tuesday after the Bulls play the Oklahoma City Thunder. Let's go, Bulls!